From sci-fi to reality. What sci-fi dreams are already, sort of, a reality? And when will we ever see flying cars?
Living on Mars. We have to start with Elon Musk, obviously. You may have heard of him. World's richest man, 12 children, owns various businesses producing rockets, electric cars, and toxic misinformation. He recently told employees at SpaceX, his rocket company, that he expects to have 1 million humans living on Mars within 20 years. Like much of what Musk says these days, this is probably just macho posturing. For one thing, NASA don't expect any humans to reach Mars before 2040. Even so, employees at SpaceX are already working on Martian city designs, which Musk insists must look cool. Meanwhile, the largest SpaceX rocket, Starship, can be configured to transport 100 passengers at a time on the 9-month journey to Mars. But that means he'd need to send 10,000 rockets to build his Mars colony, or 500 rockets a year if he starts today. Then there's the freezing conditions and unbreathable atmosphere on Mars. Apparently, Musk thinks he can warm Mars's atmosphere with thermonuclear explosions to create artificial suns. Then, his plan for the breathing problem is to bioengineer new organisms that are better suited to living on Mars. Please, someone, make him stop.
Traveling faster than light. As Elon Musk must know deep down inside, life on Mars, or in a gigantic metal tube, is going to be a little, well, crap, frankly. There's nowhere as nice as Earth. All the other planets in our solar system are either toxic, freezing cold, boiling hot, or have gravity that would squash us like bugs. Or all of the above. So, any serious colonization of space needs to go interstellar. But the nearest star to our sun is 4 light-years away. Now, 1 light-year is 9 trillion kilometers away, meaning that 4 light-years is as far as, well, it's not on Google Maps. And anyway, Einstein said that it's physically impossible to travel at the speed of light. But he may have been wrong. For years now, physicists have been collaborating, just for fun and in their spare time, on a theoretical engine called the Alcubierre drive. It would work by changing the density of space around it, creating a surf-like effect that the ship could ride on at unlimited speeds. For now, they're ignoring the main problem. It needs a power source equivalent to a sun. A sun. Elon, imagine that. A sun.
Space station colonies. Amazon founder Jeff Bezos is only the world's 3rd richest man, but he also has a rocket company and too much testosterone. His plan is for humanity to leave planet Earth permanently. Not to be less ambitious than Musk, he envisions 1 trillion humans living in a series of cylindrical, 30-kilometer-long space stations that would rotate to simulate Earth gravity. Great. Earth itself would become a kind of planet-sized national park we could visit occasionally, which is nice to know. Just to be clear, Bezos' Blue Origin rockets have yet to reach orbit. But let's not fixate on small details. Even so, you have to ask why we would want 1 trillion humans when we're already having enough trouble with 8 billion of us. Well, Bezos has done the maths, and he estimates that with that many humans, we would have 1,000 Mozarts and 1,000 Einsteins at any one time. Okay, we know we're not billionaires, Jeff, but are you sure it works like that?
Having a personal robot. Sometimes a sci-fi prediction comes true, and none of us even realize. Take domestic robots, for example, which have been a constant feature of sci-fi since the 1920s. We've all been fixating on a humanoid robot like C-3PO in Star Wars, so we aren't noticing how common other types of robots have become. The machines that can clean your swimming pool or mow your lawn are robots. They're autonomous and can learn from previous experience. There are vacuum cleaning robots, window cleaning robots, even self-cleaning litter box robots for your cat. Toyota has developed a human service robot that can clean and tidy the whole home, wiping surfaces, tidying objects, picking up clothes, and putting them away. In 2021 alone, around 5.1 million home robots were sold. They just didn't look or behave like C-3PO. And, to be honest, that's okay with us.
Having an AI relationship. When OpenAI gave us ChatGPT, one of the first uses developers found for it was in the creation of virtual girlfriends and boyfriends. These are already available via numerous apps where you get to decide the look and characteristics of your ideal partner, then listen to them compliment you. In Japan, there's a thriving industry of holographic girlfriends whom some young men have tried to marry. So, what's next? Physical AI robots that can satisfy humans emotionally and sexually will become a reality in less than 10 years, says data scientist Liberty Vittert. And when that starts to happen, married men with kids will begin to leave their families to embrace their ideal relationships with AI girlfriends. Or maybe their wives will leave them for an AI boyfriend who doesn't mind housework.
Fabulous flying cars? Oh my God, flying cars. One of the original promises of science fiction. For years, magazines have been saying they are about to arrive. The skies of Paris were supposed to be full of them for the 2024 Olympics. Where were they? Nowhere. Well, you know what? That's it. We don't even want them anymore. Look at how stressful it is just travelling in an electric car. They're fabulous and modern, and you live in constant anxiety about the battery running out before you find a charging station. But that's okay, because you're on the ground. Does anyone want that kind of stress, 100 metres above the A10? No. So listen, we don't care if you really have invented a flying car this time. We're taking the train. Or the bus. We're getting on our bicycles. We're walking. That's our future, and what's more, it's much, much cooler than yours.
Resurrecting the dinosaurs. A few years from now, there may be a mammoth walking around in Siberia, or more precisely, an Asian elephant whose genes were edited to resemble the DNA of mammoths found frozen in the Siberian ice. The company working on this resurrection is confident of success, though, as are other projects using similar techniques to return recently extinct animals, like the dodo, to life. But dinosaurs? You need a sample of DNA to work with, and fossils don't contain soft tissue or DNA. Until 2020, that is, when a researcher at a museum in Montana found herself looking at the cell nuclei of a duck-billed dinosaur down her microscope. This news was explosive, but few people heard about it at the time because the world was far more preoccupied by the COVID pandemic. It's a long way from allowing a mammoth-style resurrection, but it means the essential DNA information may be out there.